Welcome to What the World Needs Now. It's our healing day of prayer, and we invite you to join us to call in and give us your prayer requests. God's word goes forth out into the world and does the work it was sent to do, to bring health and healing, to bring courage and strength when we're struggling. So sit back and enjoy this hour of power, of conversation and prayer.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. I'm Mike Altshuler, and I'm on with, on this first Friday of the month, the People's Hour of Prayer, along with Dr. Anton Raimondo. Dr. Anton, can you hear me? We'll have to get Dr. Anton, can you? We'll see. We'll work on that. I haven't heard from Dr. Anton. I know he's on the line. Maybe we disconnected him, but we'll go from there. So today's really, which is really wonderful, which Kathleen McCarthy had gotten started many years ago, where the first Friday is at is the day that we really, with this wonderful ministry, okay. All right, I can hear you. I have it on speakerphone. I assume that's going to be heard on the radio, but if it's not, we'll get this figured out. So, okay. So how we're doing with this People's Day of Prayer, this is really, for you listeners, your day to call in for any physical, emotional, spiritual healing that you or anyone you know needs. And the phone number, let me give that out, 610-527-2906. And 610-527-2906. So I'll start with a prayer, and we'll go from there. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Lord Jesus, we praise you and thank you for being our Lord and God. Lord Jesus, we pray. We pray. We pray for your intercession for any physical, emotional, or spiritual healing for any of our callers. Lord Jesus, you are the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We pray you may send your most Holy Spirit down upon us and assist us. And Jesus, in your name, Jesus, we pray you bind and cast away Satan and any evil spirits away from us to cleanse these lines and to be with us. We praise you and thank you, Lord Jesus. Well, we're going to be trying again to get Dr. Anton on, and I think we got to figure it out. Hold on one. Okay, we should be better now.
Doctor, yes, I can hear you.
Oh, boy.
Yes, I'm here.
No, we had a few difficulties. I apologize for that and apologize to the listeners. So, Dr. Anton, we started with a prayer already, and then I thought today I'd do with this morning's gospel reading, and then we can make comment about it. And any of our callers, the number for any prayer requests is 610-527-2906. So 610-527-2906. Okay, this morning was a reading from the Gospel of Matthew. As Jesus passed by, two blind men followed him, crying out, "Son of David, have pity on us." When he entered the house, the blind man approached him, and Jesus said to them, "Do you believe that I can do this?" "Yes, Lord," they said to him. Then he touched their eyes and said, "Let it be done for you according to your faith." And their eyes were opened. Jesus warned them sternly, "See that no one knows about this," but they went out and spread word of him through all that land. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. So, Dr. Ante, I thought this would be a good reading, especially this morning's gospel reading, but isn't that what this whole hour of prayer is for?
Exactly, yes. You know, this reading that we have here, you know, what's amazing is, you know, it's two blind men that are crying out loud. And, you know, it makes me wonder when you read that, is that where we get the term for crying out loud? You know how we get some of these idioms and these sayings? Because here we see Jesus, well, we hear these two blind men who cannot see Jesus, but they can hear him walk by. And I'm sure there's a crowd that are making all sorts of, you know, comments or jeering or cheering, depending on their point of view. And what's amazing is these two blind men cry out loud and are calling out to Jesus, and they use a special title. And they first say, "Have mercy on us, Son of David." And that's a special title because the Messiah is supposed to come from David. And we know that David, you know, was reigning how many hundreds of years ago. So how can this be the physical son of David? You know, we know David's son was Solomon, and Solomon had his sons. So therefore, when the blind men who cannot see who this is are calling Jesus the son of David, they're essentially saying, "You're the Messiah. Even though we can't see you, we know you're the Messiah. Have mercy on us." And the contrast is that the Pharisees, who can see, don't realize that this is the Messiah. They actually reject him as Messiah. So it's such a juxtaposition where the Pharisees who can see cannot see that this is the Messiah. But the two blind men who cannot physically see can see with faith that Jesus is the Son of David, the one that was prophesied to reign forever and to hold on to this kingdom of God, kingdom of heaven. And that's how it starts off. And it goes on, as you were reading, where they would say, the other term is like when you read from the New American Bible, it said, "Son of David, have pity on us." But the other word for pity is mercy. So you'll see in some other translations, like the one I read from the Revised Standard Version, it said, "Have mercy on us." But it's also the same thing to say, "Have pity on us." And then, so Jesus, he enters the house of these two blind men. You know, here we get that term, the blind leading the blind. And and that can, people get made fun of, you know, like, where are they going? How can they get anywhere? But here we see these two blind men actually, they do get somewhere. They get to actually meet and greet and be with the Messiah, Jesus Christ, God himself. And then he says something so amazing. He says to them, "Do you believe that I can do this?" And I don't know if you remember, there was a movie about this. It's called Little Boy. Have you ever heard of that?
No, I haven't.
At all? It's a Catholic movie, and it was on regular theaters. I hope the listeners might have heard it. I'm trying to remember the famous actor that's on it, Kevin, the guy, I forget his last name. He was on The King of Queens, Kevin something or other. I forget his last name now. And so it's a great tale about a little boy and his dad, and they would play together these games, and he would quote this saying, "Do you believe I can do this, or do you believe we can do this?" And it's a great family movie, and I recommend that the listeners watch it. Now I remember who that actor is. His name is Kevin James.
Okay,
and he was the doctor who saw the little boy because he was too little for his size, and so and the movie just goes about talking about works of mercy, where he had so much faith that literally by his faith, this little boy was able to move mountains. And so it's quite a movie. It's beautiful. Anyway, so going back to this reading here where Jesus says to the two blind men, "Do you believe that I can do this?" And they say, yes, Lord. So they actually use the word Lord. They confirm that not only is he the son of David in the line of David, they actually proclaim that he is God. He is Lord. And then he touched their eyes. Jesus touched their eyes. And he said, let it be done for you according to your faith. And their eyes were opened. And then Jesus warned them that, like, don't tell anybody. And you would think, well, why not, Jesus? And so they went ahead and did so, even though Jesus told them not to. And some of you may wonder, well, why did Jesus do that? Isn't it great news to tell people that he healed them? You know, you would think, but this is what you call the messianic secret. He didn't want to, I mean, he had 3 years to go through. I mean, this is probably early on in his ministry.
It wasn't his time yet.
People, what was that, Mike?
It wasn't the time yet for everybody to be told that, right?
Exactly. So he was just trying to keep it, you know, low. You just keep it, you know, just local. He didn't want everybody to know yet. Otherwise, they're going to, you know, already try to make him king or something. So, but anyway, he, you know, the thing is here, he said, let it be done according to your faith. So this definitely applies to our time today on First Friday for healing. You know, it depends on your faith. But at the same time, those listeners who don't think that just because you may not be healed when you call in or you're praying along with us, that doesn't mean you don't have enough faith. It just means that God is saying either not yet and just to wait, or he's trying to heal you in a different way. It doesn't have to be physically. It can be mentally. It can be emotionally. It could be heal your soul so you'll go to confession, which is actually even better. So, right? What do you think about that, Mike? You think if a person had a choice to be physically healed or to be healed in their soul, what do you think about
that?
Yeah,
the spiritual, soul healed.
Great to have both.
The inner healing is really the key, and I think a lot of physical healing, the inner healing, seems to take place beforehand too. These people had heard Jesus before, and they had faith about him. And what I wanted to bring up, Dr. Anton, is for our listeners, sometimes when we read the gospel, we read about Jesus as this historic Messiah, but he's the same Jesus that is here right now. And we started with the prayer, praying to the same Jesus, and Jesus is, with God's grace, going to use Dr. Anton, myself, just to be vessels of his healing graces to our listeners. But we need, all of us need to have faith, and we ask, so many times we'll say, well, the phone lines are open. Does anybody have any prayer requests they'd like to call in? And that's really an act of faith in terms of, well, maybe I can ask for this. And maybe Johnny could be healed, or maybe, but what if he isn't, or I'm worried. And I think it's where we pray for this holy boldness to allow us to, if we're prompted enough, to call and ask for these intercessions. Or if you don't want to physically go on the phone live, you can speak to Mary or Maureen and leave the prayer request. So that's really what this is all about. And I think we got to believe for our listeners that this is Jesus. He's with us now. It's the same Jesus that healed these two blind men and has healed so many people throughout history. But he wants to heal today. And he's given us radio ministry, and he's prompted Kathleen to designate this specific hour for the hour of prayer intercession. So that's kind of where I got from it, Dr. Anton, where we're at. And then we're like living the faith. It's live right now. And I hope I conveyed that to our listeners, that this is Jesus. He's with us, and he wishes to heal all of us, right?
Amen. Great point there, Mike, because, you know, when we talk about this, it says in Scripture, well, how do we get faith? And the way it says is by hearing. And so that's how most people received it. Sure, you can receive faith by seeing miracles happen right before your eyes. you know, with the multiplication of bread and loaves and Jesus walking on water and things like that, other miracles like that. But also, Scripture says faith comes by hearing. And in this radio ministry, that's how you can receive it. But you can receive faith and even more faith by listening to us here on, you know, in his Sion Catholic Radio on WTMR 800 AM. And as you know, the WTMR stands for Where the Master Reigns. And so all you listeners, your faith as you listen to this is increased. And that's why Jesus can ask you the same question, right? Do you believe that he can do this? And so just like Mike was trying to encourage you listeners that if you have that prompting of the Spirit or this holy boldness that's saying, you know what, I'm going to give this a chance. I'm going to try to call or just leave a message, you know, with Maureen or Mary there. Do so. That'd be great. And then we can try to pray for you. And again, that if for some reason that your particular ailment, illness, disease is not like miraculously cured like you want, that doesn't mean, again, it won't happen. It could be the next day. It could be a week later. It could be when you see the doctor or get your X-ray or MRI. Or he can heal you in a different way, your soul or your emotions or your psychiatric or mental disposition. Mm-hmm. What do you think about that, Mike? Anything you want
to
add?
Amen to that. I'd like to give the phone number out again while we're talking. We have some prayer requests called in, which I'll let you know, Dr. Anton, what they are. But I'll give the number out one more time. It's 610-527-2906, 610-527-2906. And there's a toll-free number for 888-343-2484. So yes, we have some prayer requests. Start out with a pretty deep one. 12-year-old Rose Campalagno has autism and Down syndrome and has been diagnosed with leukemia. She'll be undergoing chemo and be treated for 7 to 9 months. So someone had called in for prayers for her. So you want to lead the prayer for this one, for Rose?
Sure. What's her name? Rose?
Rose. Yeah, we'll say Rose. Her last name is Campolago, but Rose.
Okay. Sure. I'm trying to there's a prayer book that has different types of prayer, and I wanted to, because, you know, to use this prayer book for her, for Rose, and you said she has Down syndrome.
Down syndrome, and autism, and leukemia now.
Yes.
It's okay. Got a little bit of, so, a lot of things.
Yes. Okay, so as far as the, you know, the leukemia, and we're going to, you know, pray to for those with cancer because, you know, leukemia is one of those cancers, right, of the blood, and so to speak. And then at the same time, you know, as far as the Downs, you know, that was because of the genetic disorder. And so we will also just ask, you know, prayers from the Lord from there. So in the name of the Father and the Son, the Holy Spirit, Lord Amen. Jesus Christ, you are the divine physician, and we ask you and invoke your help for Rose, for her condition, for having Down syndrome and leukemia. And so we ask you, Jesus, the divine healer and consoler, we come to you as she struggles with these diseases, and we trust in your loving presence and healing power. Give her the grace and strength to accept this sickness and alleviate her anxiety and fear. When she's in pain, comfort her, heal all abnormal and cancerous growth or this leukemia, and stop it from further spreading. Help her to overcome any feelings of anger or frustration. Deliver her from any hopelessness or negative thoughts. Lord Jesus, please walk with her through this difficult time. Restore her wholeness of her whole body and mind and spirit, and give her your peace. And we ask this in your name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. We have a prayer request next for Gloria, who's just beginning dialysis. So certainly for somebody, for all the people who were on dialysis, and for also those who were having, generally it's with the kidneys, or with dialysis, or kidney failure, were dialysis required, if I'm not mistaken. Is that right, Doc?
Yes. Yes, so we asked the Lord Jesus Christ to help Gloria with her kidney failure and her dialysis. And Lord Jesus, again, we know that you are the divine healer. You are the divine physician that can help her in her chronic disease. Lord, whether she would need a kidney transplant to get her off this dialysis and live a whole life afterwards, then let it be, dear Lord. But help her during these times where she has to have those long hours, 3 times a week getting the dialysis, Lord Jesus. You know that she needs her kidneys to be restored. And if that can possibly be with a transplant, then let it be. Then she can be totally healed from that. And at the same time, from all these toxins that can cause any problems in her body, we ask you to eliminate those and to give her peace of mind and comfort, knowing that you are her Lord, you are her doctor, you are her healer. And we ask this in your name, in Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. And we've had a lot of prayer requests call in. We have a request for Donna McNeil's undergoing back surgery. So certainly pray for Donna, but also all those listeners who are really having severe back pain and have gone through that. And if anybody's had it, it's a difficult thing, and you can't get away from the pain. So we'll pray for Donna McNeil then.
Yes. Donna, I feel for you very much because some of you may know, or some may not know, that, you know, as a former practicing anesthesiologist, I hurt my back. I injured my back on the job while trying to save the life of a mom and a baby. And as she was trying to deliver, she was bleeding to death. And I got over anxious or, you know, excited and trying to just lift her on my own with just one other nurse instead of having, you know, 6 or 8 people. We didn't have that time. And so just me and one other person tried to lift her. And in doing that, from the gurney to the operating table, I hurt my back. Thanks be to God, we got to save her life and baby. But I injured my back to the point where they did a procedure and they botched the procedure. And I was disabled, bedridden for 3 years, and disabled for another 10. So, Donna, I definitely feel for you, and I'll pray for you for your back surgery. And, you know, again, I've seen many, and I know that the doctors and the, you know, the staff there are going to do their best. So, but let's ask the divine healer, as far as, you know, during the time of your surgery, that you can have the best treatment, the best outcome. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the divine healer, the comforter, and source of strength. We come to you this day seeking the gift of healing for Donna McNeil as she approaches surgery. Continue to embrace her with your peace during the time of surgery and recovery. Bless the surgeons and medical staff who will care for her. Touch their hands with skill. Touch their mind with wisdom, so they may be your instruments of healing. May the prayer and love of those around Donna McNeil be a source of life for her, and may she know your presence surrounding her. Heal Donna, that she may fully recover and return to daily life with renewed zeal and to praise you forever and ever. We thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And that we have a caller called in for prayer requests for Fran, who has deep depression and anxiety, which keeps her incapacitated. So that's a pretty powerful one, and one that many of our listeners also go through, I'm sure. So this will be As we're yes. listening for your listeners, when the prayers are for the person, they're also for any of you listening that have similar ailments, you know, or and the people that are asking prayer requests are for them. The people having an illness or whatever, there's a certain sense of helplessness or hopelessness at times. And that's where if you're going through this, these prayers are for you also and for your listeners which are listening. By you joining us in with the prayers, adding to our prayers for this, it really strengthens the prayer requests, like this strengthens the prayer waves to Jesus. It's like, rather than two blind men asking him, it's like 100. And that's the beauty of this radio ministry, that so many people can listen at the same time. So this is a live prayer request. Jesus is alive and with us, and you are very important parts about this. So I just wanted to add that sometimes it's, what do they call it, skin in the game? Well, you guys are all involved with everything. So sorry about that. Dr. Anton, we have Fran, and we have 2 minutes. So we'll start with the prayer on Fran after the commercial break. We have a commercial break in about 2 minutes. So perhaps we can, Dr. Anton, touch on what I was talking about, how the listeners are so much a very part of this hour that we're praying with. It's not just Dr. Anton and Mike praying, and Jesus front and center, and Mother Mary, and the saints and angels, but it's all you listeners joining in with the prayers. And what do you think about that?
Yes, amen. It's also the power of prayer through numbers. And so, in other words, the more people we have here online listening, we can all pray together. So just like when we pray a rosary, the more people praying a group rosary, the stronger it is. It's actually multiplied by the number of people. I don't know if you knew that. And so, you know, if there's 30 people praying the rosary, that's like praying 30 rosaries right there. And so if there are 100 people listening to this program and we're praying for Fran, well, it's like 100 prayers that are multiplied for Fran, but at the same time for everybody else. So there is power in numbers. And so this is a group prayer that we're doing here. So it's a great point, Mike, that you're bringing up, that we need to be praying for each other. It's just not for the person who just called, but also those who are suffering along, like Fran, who with depression and anxiety. And at the same time, you can just ask God in your own silent way for prayer and help.
Amen to that. So, well, Dr. Anton, we need to take a short commercial break. And listeners, we will be right back. All righty.
This is Pat Lally. I have been a faithful listener of In His Sign for almost 9 years. So it is with much gratitude and appreciation in my heart that I reflect on how my life has been blessed through this beautiful anointed ministry. I personally have been the recipient of many answered prayers and healings, not only for myself, but also family and friends. You have been called, Kathleen, to speak all over the world, and wherever God sends you, the Holy Spirit uses you in amazing ways to touch the hearts and lives of God's hurting people through your extraordinary gift of healing. God bless you, Kathleen.
You're listening to In His Sign Catholic Radio, empowered by the Holy Spirit, bringing the fire of God's love to the world. We are blessed to have had this Catholic radio apostolate for almost 40 years now. Thanks be to God for your partnership. Without you, this radio voice would be silenced. We have a monthly Mass offered for you, our loyal family of listeners. It's our way of saying thank you for underpinning our apostolate with your many prayers and financial support. This is your radio ministry, to be a voice for those who have no voice, to evangelize and to catechize for a time such as this. We know the Lord will bless you abundantly. He can never be outdone in generosity. If this ministry has touched your heart, help us to touch other hearts by supporting us with your prayers and financial support. Call us at 610-527-2906 or visit our website at inhissign.com.
Well, we are back, and it should be a lot smoother entry than last time. That didn't mess up the phone lines. I'm Mike Altrell, along with Dr. Anton, and we are on this today's hour of prayer requests for the InnoSign Network. And we were just where we left off at. We just had prayer requests for Fran, who's got deep depression and anxiety, which keeps her incapacitated. So, Dr. Anton, you want to start?
Yes. Before I start, I just wanted to give a little a prelude to mental illness. And, you know, as you know, that I'm a, you know, medical doctor. You know, I'm retired from practice, but I currently am a consultant and a specialist for disability. So I help a lot of people who are disabled in that. And so, you know, when we get a lot of cases that deal with mental illness, and it can be very incapacitating. So I applaud you, Fran, for calling in and having the courage to ask for help. One thing I wanted to educate the listeners as well is that when people have psychological illness, that many people mistaken psychology or psychiatry as to mean the study of the mind or the treatment of the mind. But actually, the word psychology, the word psych, does not mean mind. It actually means soul. So psychology actually means the study of the soul, and psychiatry actually means the treatment of the soul. So I don't know if you have a psychologist or a psychiatrist that is Christian or Catholic that is treating your soul, but I surely know the divine physician is the one who will treat your soul. And we have his doctors of the faith. These are the Catholic priests. So the way to look at this, everybody that's listening, is the church is the hospital for us sinners who, when we go to the priest, they have the spiritual medicine to treat the soul, which is called psychiatry. And if you really look at the real meaning, the medicine for the soul is not the medicines you take it from the pharmacist. It's actually the medicine of the soul in the form of sacraments such as confession, communion, the word of God that we encounter in Mass. So enrich your lives with the real medicine of the soul and the treatment of the soul. And so I'm so glad you called in, Fran, and anybody else out there who has mental illness, psychological illness. This is the way to treat it. Even better, because it goes to the root of the name of the discipline called psychiatry and psychology, which really means treatment of the soul. So let us pray now to the to Saint Dimphna, and then I'll pray another prayer. Saint Dimphna, as you know, is the patron for those who suffer from nervous or mental afflictions. Saint Dimphna, you're known for comforting those who suffer with the illness of the mind. We invoke your help, and with those who are presently in need, especially Fran, who is suffering from depression and anxiety and is so very incapacitated. But anybody else listening on the radio waves right now, we ask you, St. Divna, to please intercede and heal them and help attain for them the serenity and peace of mind. In the meanwhile, please help Fran to patiently bear her afflictions. St. Divna, Virgin and Martyr, pray for Fran and all those who are currently suffering. And let me add another prayer here for more peace of mind and of mind and heart and soul. Oh, compassionate Lord God, we come to you in need for help. Fran and all those who are burdened with anxiety and depression, with doubt and struggles and difficulties, please help them. They have fear, anxiety, and even anger may overwhelm them, causing them to feel helpless and even question their own worth and even feel like they don't want to live or that nobody loves them. Loving God, please embrace them with your love. Protect them in their brokenness. Give them courage and strength and to help them confront their troubles, from even just waking up in the morning and getting out of bed. Help them and give them courage. Free them from all this suffering and pain. May you be the source of serenity for them and give them assurance of hope. God of peace, we look to you for help, and we are confident that you will be with Fran and all the listeners who are suffering and listening right now. We thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen. Amen to that. Amen to that. And Dr. Anton, when you were praying, it also occurred to me to just had a short prayer, because I think many times when we're talking about the soul, that we, people are just afflicted with this heaviness, this darkness, and it's really a spirit of depression. So I just want to say a little prayer, and that's what St. Divna really specializes in, that for listeners. But I just want to say a prayer along those same lines, if you don't mind, Dr. Anton.
Please.
Lord Jesus, in your name, Jesus, we ask that you bind and cast away any spirits of depression or anxiousness in any of our listeners, whatever way. We pray that they may be able to get this dark cloud. You may lift this dark cloud that's just forcing everything to be so dark, and all to almost be like the enlightening of the morning sun in our life, because you're really the Son of God and the true light for our life. And we pray that they may be able to see this light, Jesus. You may be free them of that spirit that's holding them down. In your name we pray, amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thanks, Dr. Okay, so we have a next caller was for somebody had called, probably maybe a parent, for Patrick, that he may be healed of his drug use. So perhaps we can pray for Patrick and all those really suffering from addictions. How's that?
Yes. Okay. Well, a few things that come to mind here is, some of you may know that I work in the healing deliverance ministry, and I help different exorcists, such as Father Blunt, who comes into town, and he's actually coming to Malvern or in 2 weeks. Anyway, there's a prayer that is very popular, calling upon the most precious blood of Jesus Christ. And it's only 12 words, but it comes from a person by the name of Barnabas, who was a seminarian, and how the Lord asked him to popularize this prayer. And so those of you who are listening, if we can, pray these 12 words based on the most precious blood. And this has been known to cure people from addictions and also from mental illness, so depression, anxiety, drug addictions, any kind of addictions, alcohol, if it's pornography addictions, and free them from it. So I'm going to say this 10 times. It's actually recommended to pray it 500 times, you know, each day until this is gone. And some people have been relieved of this and cured of this, I would say, after the 500 times. And that can take anywhere from 20 minutes to 40 minutes, depending on how you say it. When you pray, make sure you pray with meaning, not with quickness, just to get it done. You want to pray from your heart. And so with our heart, let us pray this prayer 10 times. And you can repeat after me. Mike, are you familiar with this prayer at all? With the most precious blood of Jesus?
I'm not sure. I don't think so.
Okay, so I'll just repeat it one time, and then we'll do it 10 after that. But it starts off with, most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us and the whole world. Have you ever heard that before, Mike? So I'll just say that 10 times. And usually what happens is it's split into two, that, you know, somebody will say the first half, most precious blood of Jesus, and then the other half would be the listeners, you know,
save us and the whole world.
The most precious blood of Jesus,
save us and the whole world.
So, Mike, could you do the response, okay?
I can.
And we're
going to
do this 10 times. Is that okay, Mike?
Sure.
Okay, so I'll start off. We'll do this 10 times, and all you listeners, do this for Patrick and all those who have suffering from drug abuse, addictions, any kinds of addictions, and also this applies to those who have mental illness, all right? Most precious blood of Jesus Christ,
save us and the whole world.
Most precious blood of Jesus Christ,
save us and the whole world.
Most precious blood of Jesus Christ,
save us and the whole world.
Most precious blood of Jesus Christ,
save us and the whole world.
Most precious blood of Jesus Christ,
save us and the whole world.
Most precious blood of Jesus Christ,
save us and the whole world.
Most precious blood of Jesus Christ,
save us and the whole world.
Most precious blood of Jesus Christ,
save us and the whole world.
Most precious blood of Jesus Christ,
save us and the whole world.
Most precious blood of Jesus Christ,
save us and the whole world.
Amen. So this puts a protection around us. I liken it to like spiritual Kevlar, like a bulletproof shield that surrounds us. It's like Our Lady's mantle, if you think about that. The most precious blood of Jesus Christ. Again, traditionally you want to say this 500 times, which could take an average of 30 minutes. And again, it has shown to cure people from what I've mentioned before, from addictions and from mental illness. Okay. Mike, could I add another prayer for, you know, Patrick and all those who are has any kind of addiction?
Sure.
Thank you. Lord God, source of all life, you created Patrick and all those who are listening who have various types of addictions. You made them in your image and likeness. You are merciful and forgiving. Lord God, help them in their brokenness. Help Patrick in his brokenness. May he and all those others who are suffering from drug addictions or any other kind of addictions come to know the dangers involved with these addictions. Help Patrick and all those face and deal with the pressures of life. Instead of turning to this addictive behavior for strength, help them to cope and teach them to turn to you. Give them strength so they can reach out for your help. Bless and guide Patrick and all those who are addicted with the persistence to persevere in the work of recovery. Enfold Patrick and all those who are addicted in your love and restore him and all those who suffer with addictions to wholeness and a life of peace. In your name we pray.
Amen. Amen. And for you listeners, some of you out there who the prayer really hit home, there was at least one of you, I really had a deep vision that one of you, Jesus was just filling this hole in your heart, you know, with the prayer and just filling that with his peace. And many times addiction. There's a hole in the heart they keep trying to fill up, but all with the wrong stuff. And as Dr. Anton said, fill it with Jesus. So some of you have really, he has filled that hole just now. And I don't know if it was one or two or whatever, but I know that it happened. So that's kind of a nice confirmation, Dr. Anton, for the prayer.
Amen. All yes. Right. There's actually a song, if I'm not mistaken, about a God-shaped hole in one's heart, that it's only God can fit that hole. Like we mistakenly fill it with entertainment or pleasures or what have you. But the only thing that can fit into that God-shaped hole of our heart is God. And so go find him in the sacraments. Go find him in the scriptures. Go find him in the hospital for us sinners, which is called the church.
Amen.
Have any more prayer requests?
We do. We have quite a few. Although we're going to combine a couple with it. We have Jono with some serious internal health problems. Eileen has leg nerve pain. And Mike has ALS, or that Lou Gehrig's disease. So that's a tough one.
So. Okay, who was the first one before Eileen?
Jono.
For the internal?
Jono.
Jono?
Yeah, like John with a O after it, I guess.
Okay.
Eileen and Mike with the ALS.
Okay. Yes. All right. Lord Jesus Christ, divine physician and consoler, please help Jono, Eileen, and Mike in all their diseases, and all those who are listening right now who are suffering in the same way, like Jono with internal diseases, and Eileen, who is suffering from leg and nerve pain, and Mike, who is suffering from Lou Gehrig's disease, also known as ALS. Lord Jesus, comfort them and give them healing in their suffering and in their pain, but also help them find meaning in their suffering, that it is not in vain, because as they carry this cross, they are assisting you, dear Lord, in helping save souls. So they are chosen souls who are also helping you, dear Lord, to save people and to also help save themselves, Lord, through your help. And we thank you, Lord, for the courage that Jono has and Eileen and Mike for calling and leaving a message that they need such prayers and consolation so they can have the peace of mind and confidence and trust in you, Lord Jesus Christ. And you know, today is, since it's First Friday, which is dedicated to the Sacred Heart, let us invoke the Sacred Heart. Oh, Sacred Heart of Jesus, we come to ask for your infinite mercy, for the gift of health and strength for Jono, Eileen, and Mike, and all those who are listening, so that they have the gift of health and strength to serve you more faithfully and love you more sincerely than in the past. We wish for them to be well and strong, if this is for your good pleasure and for your greater glory. We ask you to fill them with high resolve to determine to perform many tasks for you, Lord, out of the greatest love for you. And we wish that they are able to live a life full of love and hope and gladness because of your mercy, dear Lord. And we thank you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Now, Dr. Anton, we have this one. We'll start with this first prayer request. Prayers for a family that just lost their young son this week. So that's,
I'm so sorry. And
no names, just it's yeah.
What is the son?
There's no name. So basically, I think this certainly for this family and for really maybe any of our other listeners who've had that happen recently with their young children, huh?
Sure. Okay. Well, we ask you, Lord Jesus Christ, to please help this family and to this soul who recently died. I'm assuming this was sudden, and that we ask you, Lord Jesus Christ, as you comforted other families too who have lost, we saw you, Lord Jesus, how empathetic and compassionate you are when you cried when your close friend Lazarus has died and you gave him life again. And for this family, help them know that you are the resurrection and the life, and that one day again that they may see their loved one in heaven. And we ask you, Lord, to give mercy on this soul who passed away. We don't know if this soul is young, like as a baby, like my little Andre who died as a baby, or an adult. But either way, we ask you, Lord, we know that you can grant mercy to a person even though it seems like there is no hope, even after their last breath, but before the spirit leaves their body. We know through your divine mercy, Lord, Faustina has recorded that you can come to a soul at the moment of their death and offer your mercy to them so they can still make it to heaven, even after their last breath, but before the spirit leaves their body. So take comfort, dear family, that when you're if you're hearing this, that the loss of your loved one, even though it may not look like, if this happened suddenly and this is an adult who passed away suddenly, that even though it looks like the person may not have accepted the Lord, that believe it or not, according to the Divine Mercy, the book from St. Faustina, that our Lord can appear to each and every one of those who are dying and even had their last breath, but before their soul has left. So take heart, dear family, that the God of mercy is helping your loved one. In your name we pray, Jesus.
Amen. We have prayers for prayers for all intentions of prayer groups. That's quite a prayer request for the people that are always praying prayers for them. So that's pretty basic. I can probably guide this prayer, Dr. Anton, and
sure,
we have
please.
One more. Yes, dear Lord Jesus, we pray for really all the intentions of these different prayer groups. It's a big thing, but there's a lot of prayer groups throughout the world. But you're a big Lord and God, and if we ask, you listen, and we pray with your will that the intentions of these prayer groups will be really will be heard and they'll be answered in your perfect timing, your perfect will, Lord. We pray you can continue to prompt these different prayer warriors to continue to pray and pray for others with that. We thank you for the gift of prayer they have. In your name we pray, amen.
Amen. And
we also have, I'm sorry, what's that?
Mike, I found a prayer from Padre Pio for the prayer for the deceased. It's a short prayer. May I read this? For the last family that we just prayed for before
sure. And then also for listeners, this is also for all your deceased relatives or ancestors, whatever it might be. I think right. We can open this up. Sure, go ahead.
So this is from Padre Pio. Oh, loving God, through the heavenly intercession of Saint Pio, welcome our beloved deceased into the company of the saints, where tears are no more, all suffering and pain are ended, and there is great joy, abundant life, and peaceful rest in your loving presence. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. We have a prayer request for a priest who just had eye surgery that it will, I guess, be successful, and they'll heal quickly. No names, just this person just left. But God knows, Jesus, you know who this priest is, right?
Sure. And as far as eye surgery, this is St. Lucy that we will ask. And, you know, her feast day is December 13, which actually is also my father's birthday, God bless his soul. Mm. And so we're going to ask St. Lucy for help for this priest who has vision problems. St. Lucy, graced with the light of faith, increase God's light in the holy priest's life due to his surgery or his eye condition. Open his heart to overcome any blindness within his being and intercede with God to restore his bodily eyes to perfect vision so that he can see God's holy creation and thus give praise and glory to God for such beauty. St. Lucy, Virgin and Martyr, hear our plea and grant our prayer for this pious priest of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Dr. Anton. I believe we are through most of the prayer requests today, and I thank the listeners for joining in the prayers with us and helping, really helping the kingdom of God be at hand. The Lord always says the kingdom of God is at hand in this spiritual realm, this peripheral realm where we're connected as brothers and sisters in Christ, mm-hmm. through Christ, the intercession of His Mother Mary, or angels, the angels, the archangels. We have so much on the team of prayer, and you've been a big help, Dr. Anton, and this, the team of you and myself, but led by Jesus today and assisted by all those wonderful folks here at the radio show today, huh?
Yes. Well, we also just thank you, Mike, for leading us here, and also, again, for In His Sign Catholic Radio, Kathy McCarthy and her ministry in WTMR 800 AM. And we hope to do this again next month, right?
God willing, we do the first Friday of the month. So tune in, and I'll close with a prayer. We have about a minute left, and if you don't mind, we'll and jump in when something prompts you. But we'll go there. Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you and praise you and love you for being our Lord and God. Lord, we pray really for all our listeners. We thank them for how they've assisted the radio show before. We pray for everyone assisting this ministry that they can have a blessed and peaceful Advent season. We pray that our listeners can enjoy the spirit of Christmas and not be filled with anxiety. We pray that they may have the peace and not worry about all these presents they have to buy, not worry about all the meals they have to cook, not worry, but just to be present in your presence, Jesus, because we have waited such a long time for your birth to come into the world, and this is just a small way of preparing us to get used to for your birth on Christmas. So we pray, Lord, that we prepare ourselves for your coming into the Lord, and we thank you, Lord, and we thank you for answering our prayer to give us all peace to enjoy for this Advent season. In Christ's name we pray, amen. God bless you all, and thank you, Dr. Anton. Talk to you next month.
Welcome.
Bye now.
God bless.